Do you mind just with one that we've talked about a few times, and it's going to get some real traction in the next few weeks, and that is the Gold Coast push to have a priority selection at the start of the national draft. And,
surely not.
It's doing the rounds, Jim. It's being listened to, the proposal. The commission will meet, as it always does every month, in a couple of weeks' time for the August gathering, and it's going to be fully thrashed out at that particular meeting. And I reckon there's a conditioning going on for that to be the case. So the pick that would come from them finishing 18th, number one, would be preceded or followed by the very next pick in the draft being the priority one,
BT. Cannot be the case.
Which is going to cause a few problems for a few clubs if indeed it does head down that path.
17 clubs, I would have thought it would be a problem. I mean, this draft, BT, you're much closer to this than me, but the top two players, as I understand it, are head and shoulders above the rest.
Yep.
So you can't gift those two blokes to a club that is so dysfunctional and so poorly run and so inept as a reward. That's not how footy should be worked.
Rowell and Anderson are those two players you're referring to.
I'll say it again, and I've had my critics for saying this, only if they trade them. Because you can't just keep bringing kids in. If there was a rule to say, we're going to give it, but you have to go and trade it with another club to get some mature age players into your club and some more experience into your club, then I wouldn't have a problem with it. But give them two more youngsters to stuff up? No.
I think they'll take one youngster, Duck, and there is also being talked about the possibilities of the right of priority pick, the pick comes in, will be a requirement potentially around trading it out. But who they get and how that influences the draft, who knows.
So, Damo, the thing with that, to finish on that, I wouldn't mind it being picks 19 and 20, for instance. If you're gonna help them, go first round.
Give them two picks that
late. Two picks to start of the second round and say, righto, to Duck's point, maybe you've got to trade one of them, but we'll help you with that.
Yep.
But otherwise, you're setting up this narrative of run your club as poorly as possible, be as bad as you can be, and then eventually we'll give you the best two kids in the comp. I mean, you can't do that. The priority picks are a disgrace and should never, ever surface again.
They have to get it right, Jim. They're committed to the club being there for the long term, and they don't have the luxury of it getting wrong again. It's 9 years into its existence, and I'm with you on the priority pick selection, but there's now a conditioning that there's going to be a pick in some form. It's just where it falls in the draft. A lot of movement.
And Lukosius hasn't signed as yet.
No, he's still got the one more year to remain on that initial contract signed, Bill. But
trying to sign him up.
Why wouldn't they stuff it up again? Like, they've already been given the best kids in Australia once. Yeah. So what makes us think that they're going to get it right this time?
I'm sceptical about it, BT.
They're not going to get it right. Mm. We've spoken about this at length for the last couple of years. They have to. Lukosius is a great example. Hey, go back to Adelaide. Give us something.
Crouch.
Give us something really good.